Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Where I begin this hour, as I'm seeing stuff today, is Tom Brady going to be a Dallas Cowboy? First of all, I hope so. I really hope so. I hope the Dallas Cowboys, as an Eagles fan, I hope the Dallas Cowboys make the decision to do something stupid like that, even though the decision would be Tom Brady's. I don't think Tom Brady's stupid. I don't think Tom Brady's making that decision. But for a philosophical discussion, hypothetical, Tom Brady going to the Dallas Cowboys is great news for other contenders, because the Dallas Cowboys are better with Dak Prescott. And if you're telling me I got to roll the dice for 1 year, 2 years, the back end of Tom Brady's career in his early 40s, heading towards his mid-40s, you're telling me I got that to roll the dice on over the Dallas Cowboys committing long-term to Dak Prescott? I'll take that every day of the week. Get Dak out of the NFC East. Get him out of the East. I'd be fine with that. If Dallas wanted to do something stupid like that, they thought there was some magic to capture with Tom Brady, go for it. That'd be great news for every other NFC contender, because you'd be rolling the dice, and maybe, and I mean big time maybe, for 1 year, you could do something with Tom Brady that the Dallas Cowboys haven't done in a generation. I mean, they don't even play an NFC title. They haven't played an NFC title game in over a generation. One of the few teams that hasn't done that. But if you want to bet on Tom Brady long term, go for it. Go for it. Whatever team makes that jump, they better not have someone like Dak Prescott that they're pushing out the door to do it. Because Dak Prescott has already shown you enough. He is more than good enough to give you a shot to compete in your conference, to be one of the best teams. He is more than good enough. And by the way, when Dak has made the postseason stage, he's been really, really good. He's been really, really good. Certainly hasn't been the reason that his team lost by any stretch of the imagination. So as I watch all this Tom Brady stuff, I believe Tom Brady will go back to the New England Patriots on a one-year deal, and he'll probably walk away at the end of that 1 year. That's my guess. I don't think he's going to be in Vegas. I don't think he's going to be an L.A. Charger. I don't think he's going to be a Dallas Cowboy. But if you had an established young quarterback and you pushed him out the door in order to just to try to roll the dice with Tom Brady, man, that's like the definition of clown show to me. And there are a lot of clown shows out there. We already talked about the Sixers. 855-212-4CBS if you want to join us. 855-212-4CBS here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And JK, why would you want to leave the AFC East if you're Brady, right?
That's another reason.
You really want to go to the Chargers or the Raiders and have to deal with Patrick Mahomes and the defending champions?
So what are you going to do? Is if Tom Brady goes to the Chargers, they're the third best team in their division? I mean, honestly, they might be competing for a wild card. That's what they're doing. I wouldn't do it. I don't understand. I don't understand what the appeal would be either. That's just me. I don't get what the appeal would be. And for Tom Brady's legacy, last thing you want to do, end up on some really crappy team at the end of your career and have everybody remembering those moments. Go back to New England, have one more year at it. And by the way, next year might be the last hurrah. It very well might be the last chance that you've got to do anything there. And I don't think anybody's going to cry at all. Not anybody is going to cry at all. By the way, it was NFL Research put out the number earlier on in the week in case you missed it. Mahomes, Prescott, and Brady all deserve top-tier contracts. But what do these contracts do to their team? Okay? So according to NFL Research, the quarterback with the highest salary cap hit in the NFL has missed the playoffs in 8 of the last 10 years. So whoever's number one, they've missed the playoffs 8 of the last 10 years. And the only two to make it lost their first playoff game. So think about it. Think about it. What do you want to pay? Who are you willing to pay? Why are you willing to pay it? And to me, I can't believe for a second that anybody would be stupid enough to say, you know, it'd be great. Getting rid of Dak Prescott sounds like a really smart idea. I'm an Eagles fan selling this. I mean, seriously, so you know, I would love to be clowning on the Cowboys right now, but I'm not going to, because Dak Prescott has done enough to give me supreme concern as he gets better in his career.
JK, do you think they should, or is it a possibility at some point down the line where the quarterback salary would be separate from the rest of the team, the cap? Just because these QB salaries are just getting so exorbitant, and again, just the amount of percentage that they take up, it really does impact these teams.
Well, doesn't the NBA salary cap have some special thing where one guy doesn't, you know, the one guy doesn't affect your whole cap? You're allowed to have one guy that's your guy go through the cap, and it doesn't matter. I don't know. The NBA is so confusing to me. Like, people were so excited about the NBA trade deadline this week. Man, it's like, oh my gosh, isn't it exciting? You know, you've got the NBA trade deadline. You needed a master's degree. Sit and try to find out, well, let's do this trade. The NBA is so bass-ackwards in the idea of, well, this is what one guy costs, and you have to pick up dead money and salaries and all this kind of stuff. In the NFL, look, what you decide to spend a quarterback, you're taking a risk. I mean, but you've got to win. The idea is you've got to win while you've got the quarterback under the more manageable deal. But then you watch right now, I don't know who's going to be the guy who's going to get everybody excited now. Look, if you give Patrick Mahomes $40 million, if you ever did that, and people are saying he is the guaranteed $40 million quarterback, I will tell you right now, that will be the day the Kansas City Chiefs rue the day they signed that contract. Now, they've already won. So I think very much for like the Kansas City Chiefs, I think it'll be very much like the Eagles fan base. Winning a Super Bowl is going to give you a grace period of, wow, relief. I know what my Kansas City friends are thinking today as they wake up. We won the Super Bowl, dude.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.